This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. And I just noticed that my dog needs some water, so I'm going to give her some of that because it is awfully hot out here. So, Aria?
It is now that the sun is back out. I mean, it was so nice. It thundered a bit, and it was overcast, and now it's mostly clear sky. Well, it's not clear. I mean, there's some haze.
It's beautiful,
I mean,
it's right now.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Beautiful. The sun's back out. It's warming up again. Like we were saying at the start of this show, the weather changes here constantly. So people are all worried, it might rain on July the 4th. I mean, yeah.
That's okay.
It might not.
Right.
And even if it does rain,
who cares?
Just wait a few minutes and it will stop.
We'll set off the fireworks anyway. It's all right. Right.
Well, for us, it does matter because we'll have a lot of music equipment out.
Oh, good point. Good point. But yeah, mostly, you know, you can weather the storms here, just bring a jacket or just, you know, get wet. No big deal.
Definitely bring a hoodie for anyone who has never been here before
because it gets cold.
Yeah.
It gets cold at night. Although it probably won't be too bad up here, at least given how warm it's been during the day. So, we're kicking off our third hour here of what is being recorded on day number one, and it's Ian and Aria in the studio. We got Footloose with us here, and I want to tell you first, before we continue, about liberty.menu. It is a website for liberty-minded folks, people who actually care about freedom. If you agree with things like the non-aggression principle, then you really should be over at liberty.menu. You can list the things that you do there. Maybe you've got a business that you want to promote. Maybe you've got an event or some sort of other, you know, endeavor that you want other liberty-minded folks to know about. Liberty.menu lets you do it, and they let you do it for zero cost. It is a free site. So head on over to liberty.menu. I'm sure Patrick, the founder of liberty.menu, will be around at some point. We'll probably interview him, see what he's up to these days. So check that out, liberty.menu, as we continue here. Frank, so you ended up going to... I'm trying to cut the... We always have to recap for our,
right,
for listeners just tuning in. You know, we always have to recap. Frank went to jail, ultimately to prison, on drug charges, nonviolent. You didn't hurt anybody, you just had some drugs. And they put you in there for 4 years and 9 months. A lot of it was segregation, almost all of it.
All of it, except the very beginning.
Yeah, and then you got
almost
into...
2 years of it were in the hole.
Yeah, and then you got into... You were just getting into the part of the story where you said they were going to let you out of SHU, which is the special housing unit, which is the segregation unit, and put you into
CCU.
Which is a less controlled unit where you would have some sort of daytime with the other inmates, population,
right,
let you out, and that's where you left the story off.
Sure, and you know, I've been out in population before. I did a 6-year sentence prior to this sentence,
mm-hmm,
but that's a whole different thing. So I get out there. The night before, he's handing out bags, and the sergeant, who makes a...
Bags with your personal items.
Yeah, okay. Sergeant Scott Marshall at the time. So he comes and he says, "I can't wait to see that face without a beard on it."
Oh.
They got
to aggravate me and
instigate
me because he knew... He, you know, he's just trying to throw it in my face.
He's
"You got
to
shave now, and
yeah,
I know you don't want to shave, and I'm rubbing it in your face." So I said, and I already was saying, "I'm not going to shave." He says, "You have to." I said, "No, I don't." He says, "It's the rules in CCU." I said, "I get it. That's your rules, but I'm not shaving. You're going to have to do what you're going to have to do." And so I get out there, and they're obviously now aware of it. Like, he's going to report, well, Footloose is going to resist tomorrow with the shaving. So they concoct their little plan, and what they did was they brought me over there with a bunch of other guys, and when it was my turn to shave, I was cuffed still, and I said, "I'm not shaving. I refuse to shave. It's against my religion." And he says, "It doesn't matter, you're shaving." I said, "No, it's against my religion, I'm not shaving." And she said, "Come here, let me get those cuffs, let me uncuff you," to make me a threat. So he uncuffs me, and he's like, "You know, all these other guys are shaving." And I said, "I'm not shaving, I'm telling you, man, I'm not shaving." And he's like, "This is my unit, I control my unit." And I said, "This is my face? I control my face." He said, "Okay, I'm sending you back to SHU PC, which is protective custody, which is people who are, you know,
Danger to themselves.
Danger to themselves. Well, or they're...
Or others.
Well, no, it's... They're a danger from others because they're rats.
Oh,
and they
okay.
are sex offenders.
Mm-hmm.
And those are
so
the people
gonna
who
trouble.
Are going to get extorted for yeah. rent. You're going to have to pay rent and mm-hmm. things like that. So they were trying to set me up in front of all these guys, literal killers
mm-hmm.
that I was being, transferred over there with. And they're all looking at me. And I'm like, listen, man, I get it. You got to do what you got to do. I have no control over what you have to do. I only have control over what I have to do. And I'm not shaving. So he says, okay, here, take this piece of paper. You're going to sign and write down why you want a PC. So he's really pushing the PC narrative.
Mm-hmm.
And I rip it in half. I suck my arms out very slowly, rip it in half, and then...
I wish I could have been in jail with you, man. That sounds so entertaining.
The next thing you know, they grab me and, like... I don't even know because I briefly lost consciousness. The next thing you know, I'm smashed up against a pole with my arm up behind me,
mm-hmm.
and they're cuffing me up. So I'm like, what the hell? So then they tank me, and they try to negotiate. They're like, why don't you want to shave? And I said, you guys already know, blah, blah, blah. They said, we're going to send you back to SHU till you shave. So that's what
okay.
they did. They sent me back to SHU, and I wound up back in the hole for something else. I can't even remember. And
so you never got to CCU.
I was there for like 5 minutes. And so I'm back there, right? And they're like, okay, we're just going to leave you here till you shave. And so then my parole was coming up. And I go to parole. And they deny my parole because I refuse to shave. So they're like, I get
Jesus.
There. Yeah, so I get to parole. And they're like, so what's your religion? How long have you been practicing? When did you convert to it? And it's like, that was my original religion, number one. I've been studying it since I was 13.
And what religion is it?
Taoism.
Okay. Love it.
So is it one of those things where you can just say, it's against my religion to shave my beard because I want my beard? Or is it actually part of Taoism that you have a beard?
It is actually a part of Taoism. You got to think about energy and conserving your energy and your chi. And anytime you expend energy, you're going to have to replace it. When you lose muscle or fat, you need to replace it. So if you lose your hair is made up of stuff, you know, nutrients and things. And your hair serves a purpose. Not only like antennas or a radiator, but it helps you to absorb more chi. Obviously, women can still, but you shouldn't, like, armpits and things like, you shouldn't be shaving the bodily hair off of you. It serves a purpose. So once you shave it, your body is going to put all of its energy into regrowing or fixing the wound.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wound.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't chop your fingers off, do you?
Mm-mm.
No. So, you know what I mean?
Interesting viewpoint. So does that mean you don't trim the beard at all? I just
cut the dead ends. I usually bite
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so where were we? So you basically spent the rest of prison in the special housing unit.
So, yeah.
And there was a lawsuit that came into this.
Right,
that's
so here's the lawsuit. We're going to try to get to that, right? So I'm in the hole again.
How many years in does this lawsuit happen?
2.5 years in.
Okay.
So now
You've been sentenced.
So the last 2.5 years, I was held there strictly for refusing to shave my beard. So that from that CCU point on...
I mean, once you get in their system, they can keep you as long as they want for whatever arbitrary, asinine reason they want.
Right.
And it's always disobedience. I mean, when it comes down to it, and this is one of the things we learned doing activism for years in Keene, the only real crime is not doing what they say.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of other things that they'll slap you on the hand for, but man, if they tell you to do X and you don't do X... Then they come at you with the maximum force possible.
They're going
to
X you.
Yeah, they are. All right, so you're 2.5 years in. Lawsuit.
I filed a few motions and things like that. I'm familiar with the law. But this guy knew the exact forms and everything to do. So he got my foot in the door and filled out the proper forms for me to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, I took over this lawsuit. And I ended up suing the parole board and the prison and, you know, everybody under the sun. And we eventually had a 2-day trial or a emergency hearing injunction. I filed for an injunction. So notoriously hard.
What did you want in the injunction? To get out of
SEG? I wanted to get out of SEG. I wanted to get out of SEG into population with my beard. max out, do my time, whatever.
More with Footloose coming up here. We'll find out what happened with the lawsuit. You can also join us in real life at ForkFest.party.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dogs will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're here at ForkFest 2020. Ian and Aria in our remote studio interviewing an extended interview, basically a co-host at this point. Footloose is with us here from, where do you live, Manchester?
Where Manchester.
You're in Manchester these days. You're a New Hampshire native, and you spent way too much time behind bars for not harming anyone. You ended up going to prison for a drug charge here in New Hampshire, and there was just this absolute nightmare that ended you up in solitary confinement, or worse, in the hole, for basically 4+ years while you were there. And part of the latter portion of that time was because you refused to cut your beard. You refused to shave off your beard. It's an epic beard. It's also your religion. You're a Taoist. And the jail, of course, doesn't understand. You know, they don't know what...
It's been... It took... You know, other people have tried to loosen the restrictions across the country in all different prisons. All the federal ones allow beards.
Right. These cases have already happened.
These cases
right?
have already happened, but to litigate them in each state is another story.
Right.
They have to be litigated by someone.
Somebody's
got to
do it.
And people have tried. They've tried. There was a Jewish guy who had keep locks, and they made him cut his keep locks.
Oh, my.
And, yep, he had a good case, but he...
And this was in... New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire, okay. And they tried to use that case to say, well, because of this case, we don't care about this. There was new case law that I presented, but so this Jewish...
So you sued for an injunction.
I sued for an injunction.
To allow you to get out of the hole because they put you there because of your beard, and it should be your religious freedom.
Right, okay. And I should be allowed into population, I should be allowed to parole,
yep.
et cetera. So... Long story short, we had a two-day trial injunction where I represented myself pro se. I was filing 50-page rambling, they call them scattershot motions,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's my brain damage. I can't help it when I'm doing these motions. I'm putting in extra detail, and you can't hold me to a 10-page thing when I'm handwriting stuff. So... I successfully won after 2 days of, you know, cross-examining the warden and one of the parole people, not the parole board members. They wouldn't let any of them there, but captains, lieutenants, and a number. There was like 8 or 10 people on the list. Anyways, I ended up winning after we had to do a memorandum of the law and say who thought they won and why and all that.
That's pretty amazing that you won and you were up against the state's attorneys, right? Like they had real attorneys.
Multiple attorneys.
Yeah, the state had real attorneys. They were there arguing,
Francis
I imagine.
Frederick. What's up, buddy? He's a good guy. He's a nice guy.
He's not a good guy, and he's not a nice guy.
He's clearly not a good guy.
He spent time and money, you know, going after you when he could have just been like, yeah, he's right. Let him have his injunction. So it's just absolutely shocking. And so the state was essentially going to argue, or did argue for 2 days in court, that it's not your religious freedom, that we can cut your beard, and you trounced him.
Yes.
Nice job.
Thanks. So they said, yeah, you got to let him out. You got to let him into population. You got to let him out on parole. And then they said, okay, we're going to let him out on parole, but we're not going to let him out into population
mm-hmm.
because we still feel it's a security issue, and we're going to appeal this to the circuit court.
Wait, to the circuit court or to the Supreme
Court? This was in U.S. District Court.
Oh, you filed the suit.
This was a
federal.
This is a federal law, 1983,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, deprivation of rights.
Yes.
Okay.
So they... Where was it?
Wait, so they wanted to appeal? So it would have gone to court
to appeal,
right?
It would have went to, yes. So they were like, what they were doing is buying time to get me out on parole.
Mm.
Because once I'm out on parole, the lawsuit goes away.
Uh-huh.
So what happened was a lot of different organizations, like religious rights organizations, came out the woodworks after I won, and they also gave me pro bono counsel to take care of the case.
Oh, wow.
And it's funny, my public defender, who defended me on the mistrial and the other trial, which
yep.
I was there for, she was contacted by Wadley Stern Peters, and they asked her to take the case. She was a public defender.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up getting with Wadley Stern Peters and did the case. And
this is a private defense firm?
They took it pro bono and...
So you already won at the district court level.
Right.
Then they took the case at the appellate court level?
No, they took the case for damages and all that stuff once I got... So I hadn't been out yet, but they were like, this case has merit. We're going to give you pro bono counsel. You don't have to do anything right now. We're going to look for counsel and whatever. And they found the counsel. So she took the case while I was waiting to get out. And they gave, but I have my parole. So they're like, fill out this thing and fill out that so you can parole. And so I filled out a form to go to Helping Hands, which is a specialty shelter in Manchester. And I got my plan approved. I had a date to get out. And one day, it was July 25th, 2015. So the guy who came up to me was like, I can't wait to see what your face looks like without that beard. Scott Marshall. Mm-hmm. What's up,
one
Scott?
Of the guards.
One of the guards. He has, you know, he's lieutenant now, I think, mm-hmm. and he has some of the guards come, and they're like, you got bags, you're moving. And when you're in maximum security, the more you move people around, the less secure it is. Mm-hmm. Contraband can be moved that way to different tiers, and it's less yep. secure. So they just want, it's called diesel therapy, when they move you from cell to cell to cell to cell to cell to cell. And they had done it to me before, so they were starting that. Now mm-hmm. that I won the lawsuit, it was retaliation.
Right.
And so...
We're not going to let you stay in one place for long.
We're not going to, yeah, we're going to mess you. And so they knew that if they said, you have to move to I-tier. Now, I-tier has cameras in the cells.
Mm-hmm.
In the cells.
Yep.
That's a tier for punishment people that are on suicide watch or yep. that have burned things or that have done something. And I hadn't done anything, so I said, I'm not moving to I tier. I said, I'll go to any other tier, but I'm not going to I tier. That's a punishment tier. What did I do? They said, you're moving. And I could tell with their attitude that it was going to be a thing that day. So I was sleeping naked because it was mm-hmm. hot.
Yeah.
Right? So I have a bowel movement. This sergeant comes. I'm wiping my butt. And he opens up the tray slot. He's like, come cuff up. I have the video. So he says, Frank, come cuff up. I said, I'm not cuffing up. He says, come cuff up. I said, no. He says, come cuff up or I'm going to spray you. And now he's got
pepper spray.
A ballistic crowd control can.
Okay.
Okay. God. That's for outdoors crowds.
Yeah.
He says, and I can't see what he has behind the door.
Uh-huh.
Now he goes, you know, I'm going to spray you. I said, you know, F you, do whatever you got to do. Tase me, spray. Before I can even finish, he's already spraying me. So I'm like, spray me, tase me, do whatever you got to do. And he's spraying me for 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
10 seconds straight, all over the side. It was like I was getting painted. So then he just shuts the slot, and he's like, shut the video off. And then they left me there in the cell, soaked
with pepper spray.
Pepper spray.
Yeah. With no, you know,
no ventilation,
right?
Nothing. I beasted it out for like 2 hours. They kept coming. They had to turn the vents on. They couldn't even stand outside the door. It was so bad.
Damn.
So they keep leaving. They come back fine, and they bring the nurse. They try to get me to cuff up for the nurse. Oh, come cuff up for the nurse so we can give you medical attention. I'm like, I'm not going to cuff up for you. I'm not going to cuff up for the nurse. You know, and so it was a setup, you know. So
hold that thought. More with Footloose here in moments. The jail mania continues here on Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. President Trump makes a visit to a border state to highlight the progress of a campaign promise. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
President Trump is happy about the ongoing construction of his massive border wall.
So we have a very heavy concrete inside the steel, and inside the concrete we have rebar. so you have everything you can have.
The president in Arizona to mark more than 200 miles of construction of the wall. During an earlier event in Yuma, the president said around 500 miles of the wall should be finished by the end of the year.
Back in Washington, Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House committee that President Trump didn't tell him or other key members of the coronavirus task force to slow down on testing. Fauci responding to concerns after President Trump said during his rally in Tulsa over the weekend that he told his people to slow the testing down. Trump aides say he was joking. This is USA Radio News. Federal officials say no crime was committed when a noose was found in the garage assigned to Bubba Wallace, NASCAR's only black full-time driver, for last weekend's race in Alabama. They say the noose had been in the garage as early as October of last year. A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable. That's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual values and benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020 here, and plenty of time for you to come up and join us at Rogers Campground. Very beautiful location. And you don't want to miss this event. I expect it's going to get even busier as the week goes on. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about the event. It's Ian here with you tonight.
And Aria.
And also Footloose is joining us. Footloose, thanks for sticking with us and telling this amazing and shocking and horrifying story all at once. But I want to invite you also to Anarcho Vegas and Crypto Vegas. It's coming up in, well, Vegas. Coming up July 18th and 19th, so we're just about a month away from this event. It's going to be here before you know it. You're going to get to see some great speakers, including Juan Galt, Anastasia Serhivina, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. They'll all be at Crypto Vegas. And then the next day, you got Anarcho Vegas at anarchovegas.com. They'll be having speakers including Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Daily tickets for each event are just $20.20. And you can go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. You can use code FTL. You'll save 10% on their VIP tickets. It's July 18th and 19th. Join Free Talk Live for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas 2020. So, let's see. We were talking with you, Footloose, about there was the lawsuit that you won, and this was over them trying... You were in prison for nonviolent victimless crime. And they were putting you in segregation in the special housing unit, ultimately in the hole for some amount of time. You wanted to get out. They were supposedly going to let you, but they wanted you to shave your beard.
Right.
And you said, no thanks.
Wanted to prove that they had broken your spirit.
Correct.
And they had not. And you sued them over it. You won the suit. This was about 2.5 years into your 4-plus-year sentence.
That was about... right towards the end. About 4 years and 6 months into the sentence is where I about where I won.
You had some attorneys come in to help you. You won pro se, meaning by yourself. You're not a professional attorney, but you won this case for your religious freedom to have the beard, and then they wanted to appeal it. And so some attorneys came in to help you with that. And I think that's where we left off, and I'm not
sure. Yeah, so they were like, we're going to appeal it. And it was just a move for them to delay it long enough for me to get my parole because they were trying to force me out, get rid of me. They didn't want to let me out into population with my beard.
Mm-hmm.
If they let me out into population with my beard, they see it as he won. He's going to get all this personal power from all the inmates, and that could potentially cause them to do similar type things. So
right,
they
stand up for their rights.
Right. Yeah, so they couldn't let that happen. And so, of course, there's the administration. They want me out of the prison. The guards that want to mess with me, they don't care. They want to mess up my parole. They'll keep me there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he comes, knows I'm going to refuse to move, asks me to move, pepper sprays me, leaves me there for hours in my cell, tries to get me to cuff up again, and then lunchtime comes. They gotta feed everybody, so now they feed me. Now I'm eating tuna out of a cup, and the guard comes and he's like, Are you gonna pack your stuff? I said, you're gonna have to suit up and come tase this tuna cup out of my hand, because that is the policy. That's the procedure. It's not to spray somebody, you know, in a cell in an enclosed environment. That's not what it is. There is an actual policy. They have to suit up. They have to get a lieutenant's permission. If someone refuses to move, they have to get a lieutenant's permission to force the move.
Hmm.
And they did not do that, but they still gave them qualified immunity.
Oh, of course.
So what happened was they gave them qualified. They switched the judge once I got out, and you know, I did eventually get out. I actually had to file for a temporary restraining order to have them follow me around with a video camera. I'm like, you guys got to follow me around with a video camera because these guys are trying to retaliate against me.
They'll cook something up.
They're going to cook something up anytime there's an interaction with me. So the judge was like, the guy just below the warden, Major Fouts, he filed a motion saying, we're going to follow him around with a camera willingly. Basically, they said, we're going to do everything he's asking for, so don't grant him the motion. So it was a way for them not granting me the motion because they were going to grant it anyway. So they probably told them, listen, say this so that he doesn't get this motion granted because that's case law, right?
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So they, where was I now?
Were they successful? I mean, were they successful in that little political ploy, and did they actually then follow you around with
yes,
the camera as you
they did. So what I said, I was like, but the problem with that, to the judge, I said, because he's like, oh, he's going to do what you ask. I said, but they're willingly doing it, meaning they can willingly stop at any time.
Mm, sure.
And the judge said, well, I don't think that Major Fouts is going to do that, are you? And he goes, no, we're not going to do that. And he said, okay. So it's basically a warning, bail threat. And so they started following me around with a video camera. I mean, I've had them threaten to ride me down the stairs while I'm handcuffed and they're trying to get me back in the cell. They're pulling me down and trying to get me to turn around so they can, like, tackle me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So one cop will pull your arm so you turn. And the other cop says, oh, you're resisting, or you're turning around, and you're supposed to face the other direction. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Anyways, so I beasted it out, and they ended up moving me to a different cell, not on I tier. They moved me to H tier, which shows that they didn't really need to move me to I tier or want to move me to I tier. Why would you let me move to H tier in the end? So I moved to H tier, did the rest of my time there, and got out on parole. And
so the case didn't go forward because of that?
The case kept going, yeah. So the lawyer took over. As far as the case went, like I said, they had already filed the qualified immunity thing, and they got denied on it. And then another judge came on, and they started putting out bad orders, and they filed another qualified immunity motion. They took the parole board members off first. They said they had complete judicial immunity, right, to do it. They could violate my rights and interrogate me about my religion during a pro- We have the record. I have the recording of it all.
Okay, so wait, I'm getting a little lost here. Wait, the parole board got took off of what?
Off of the lawsuit. So they got granted qualified
immunity. So the judge took them out. So you were suing them.
I was suing the parole board for denying my parole. They got taken off for judicial immunity, full mm-hmm. judicial immunity, and then it was just these two officers left, the one that threw me into the pole and then the one that pepper sprayed me. And they tried to get qualified immunity. They said nope. And then they tried again once they got a different judge further on down the road, right before we were about to go to trial. They file for qualified immunity again, right? Which they had already filed for before.
And were rejected.
And a judge was rejected them. Yeah. So now they're saying, yeah, we have qualified immunity. And they granted it.
So one judge denied, then the next judge.
Right before trial. Right before trial. So then we had to appeal that to the First Circuit in Boston.
Uh-huh.
So we appeal that and... You know, I had my lawyer on that and whatever. I went down there for the day and, you know, attended the event. And I thought she did great. And then she said it might take like 2 years or a year to get the, you know, she's like, some lawyers in my office are waiting years for cases, you know, to be heard. And I said, okay, whatever. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's a thing. I'm just trying to get them to be held accountable. So,
they denied the... Oh. Or they approved the qualified immunity, so those guys are off the case.
So they're off the case, and then...
who's left?
Who's left at that point? Right. So now I have to appeal to United States Supreme Court. That's the next stop. That's the only stop.
And you're appealing their removal?
I'm appealing their qualified immunity thing. So... My lawyer's not hired for that. She's not pro bono for that. So she tells me, you have to represent yourself from here on out. At the Supreme Court? So I was trying to, and of course I'm trying to run my business. I'm trying to volunteer for SMART and do all that. And it's no way. The only reason I was even able to come close was because of all the time I had
in prison.
In prison.
Right. And look, we can continue here with the final segment in moments, but yeah. Taking it even to the New Hampshire Supreme Court would be a confusing mess,
right.
And it would be difficult legally for somebody who doesn't have experience. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! We're back with the final segment of the first episode from ForkFest 2020, the first of what will be basically 2 weeks of broadcasting. It's going to be a lot of content coming from these campgrounds here. And Ian and Aria in our remote studio as we are actually recording this on the first day. So we're actually a day in the past as you're listening to us. But ultimately, it doesn't matter because the show's not live. So you were going to say something.
What is it like in the future?
It's like, I don't know. I guess our listeners would know, but we don't, right?
Right.
So anyway, thanks for being out there and listening. We got a little bit more here with Footloose. He's with us. Footloose, plug one of your Facebook pages. I know you said you don't have a website at the moment, so we hate to send people to Facebook, but...
Yeah, I know. I'd like to get off it, but I use it for my business. It's Humble House. Like I said, we're the first secular option for transitional living and addiction recovery. I came up with the program myself. It's a 6-month program with 3 levels that people work through. And, you know, that Humble House Facebook page, check us out, give us a like. We also have a Humble House YouTube channel. There's a few things on there. I did a small public access show, and that's a good one, I think, for people to check out.
Humble House on YouTube?
Humble House on YouTube, okay. As well. And then there's also Smart Recovery Manchester, New Hampshire Facebook page that I manage. And I would also direct people to the Smart Recovery YouTube channel.
For people that want to break a drug addiction,
recover drugs. It's not just drugs. So the beauty of Smart Recovery, it works
any
for
kind of
any hang-ups. Yeah, yeah, like
sex
video
addiction.
Games, sex yeah. addiction, gambling, spending money, procrastination, everything you can think of.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah,
we should talk about that some more sometime. But we've got to finish this story. So you've been through this odyssey of a prison term with ridiculous behavior, violent behavior, insane behavior on the part of the
psychological
the guards,
warfare.
And you end up suing to get let out of segregation or let out of a hole or whatever, let out of seg because of your beard. They wanted you to shave it. You refused. You won at the lower level of the courts. They appealed. You then ended up getting dragged down in a technicality that had to go up to the Supreme Court. But the attorney who had been donated to you, the pro bono attorney, said, I haven't been paid for this. Right. So therefore, you have to either pay me or you got to take this on yourself
right.
at the Supreme Court level, which is
United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, any
SCOTUS.
Supreme Court, it's going to be a different ball game. I mean, if you know, if you're like me and you've got a little bit of criminal court experience doing, you know, little charges here and there, it's not the same thing at the Supreme Court level. It's a completely different situation. So I imagine you were a little overwhelmed with that.
Big time, especially with my schedule with the volunteering in my house and everything. And
you're out on probation at this time, right?
I was maxed out on parole now at this point.
Okay, parole.
So no more parole. I'm free and clear at this point.
Okay, so you've done your sentence completely.
I had a
suspended sentence hanging
5-year suspended time.
Suspended, okay.
So that's going to run out. It should run out, I believe, this October.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, so other than that, I'm free and clear. And So
what did you decide to do about this Supreme Court thing? Did it just die there?
So what happened, I was trying to chip away at it, and it got to the point where I was like, I might need to file for an extension, and then I thought I could do it, and then you have to file for an extension 10 days prior to the actual filing date, if you're going to, and an extension is not favored at all, and so I filed for a late extension.
Mm-hmm.
The extensions aren't even favored, and I filed the day I was supposed to file the writ of mandamus? No.
I don't know.
Some legal term.
Whatever it is. I can't remember at the time. Right now. But so I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get this done. So I wrote a little thing. You have to write to the actual judge and ask for an extension. So I wrote to the judge, asked for an extension, told him why, told him about my head injuries and things like that, mm-hmm. and he granted it.
Wow.
Okay. So he granted me the maximum extension, and even with that, I still couldn't get it done. Yep. I tried to call the legal assistants, and I called different lawyers, and they
So does that mean that the judges then just didn't take the case, and...
They just didn't, and it got to the point where I knew, I was just like, I just need to let it go, it's just too much stress for me, and it's over. You know, I did win. I still see that as a win, even though, you know...
Even though it was a lower court.
It was a lower court win.
Well, you kept your beard.
I kept my
beard.
That's
true. You do have the beard.
So you won.
Yeah, you won that.
I definitely won, and I definitely won my release and all that, but I didn't win any damage.
Well, that's the thing with these people is you, and I think it was Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land who points this out. Whenever the state comes at you, you never win. You can only reduce the amount of damage that they give to you, right? So that's the only thing you can do. And the worst case is they kill you, right? So it's whatever it is besides them killing you or imprisoning you or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. If you can even, like, so-called win the case and walk away so-called free man, you lost all that time.
Right.
You lost all, you know, you lost probably some weight because you weren't eating right or whatever, right? You're not sleeping well. You lost all these things.
Man, that's very glass half empty, I would say.
You lose every time you encounter the state. Every time. You will lose
I don't disagree, but there are better ways of looking at it. I mean, he did keep his beard. The state did grievous harm to him.
Let me point out that I had so many detractors on the side of the inmates. People saying, just shave and go home. You're an idiot. Just shave and go home. You're an idiot. You know, you could have been home by now. And da, da, da. It's the principle of the matter.
Yep.
And it doesn't, you know, it's the principle. So.
Well, I agree with you. You can stand on principle. And I've done this. You know, we've all done it to some extent. Standing on principle is an internal win. There's no doubt about it. But I'm sure you would have rather have not gone to the prison in the first place. I'm sure you would have rather have not
for
gone
sure.
to
right.
court in the first place.
Yeah, right.
But that's what I'm saying. You're losing your time. You're losing... Because you could have done other things with your time. Instead, you had to fight these a-holes who want to argue over whether or not they can shave hair off your face. I mean, that's how petty and that's how stupid this is. And you can't avoid it unless you want to just be told what to do and obey every little command.
Right.
Because once you obey one command, they've got 10 more for you.
Yep.
So it's an insane system, and Footloose, I'm glad you're sitting here with us now.
Just like the mask thing.
The mask thing, oh, that's an insane stuff, too.
It's the same thing. Comply.
Yeah.
It shows who's compliant, who's non-compliant.
There are also detractors with the masks. That was immediately what I thought of when you mentioned the inmate saying, just shave your beard.
Exactly.
Just plenty of people saying, just put on a mask.
Thing.
Why you got to be so much trouble?
Right. You're going to kill someone.
Because I don't exist to comply with the state.
Exactly. And that's actually where we started this whole conversation, was how we met doing these protests against the insanity of this COVID crackdown. And I want to say, by the way, I didn't mention this earlier, but I was really happy to see that there's a sign. I wasn't happy to see the sign. There's a sign that says the pool's closed. I, by the way, coming here for a decade, I've never used this pool before.
But, no, but I really want to go for a
sunbath. I feel like I should now that it's closed. But actually, the young people, the children that were up there, I can see there's still some people there right now. So this so-called closed pool has been opened by the population here of the campground, and the camp people, the officials or whatever, the camp operators, are not doing anything about it. Their perspective is, well, the pool's closed. Are you going to say we have to go in and pull people out of the pool?
We're going to do that.
It's closed.
Go get Sergeant Marshall.
Yeah. So I don't think we're going to see the police show up here. There's been some pretty epic videos of when government goons have showed up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Are pools closed by law?
Probably well after this airs tomorrow.
Or is it Roger's policy?
No, I think it's... there's a bunch of stupid campground rules that His Excellency came up with. And Chris trying to cram down.
I would expect the fluorine to kill corona, would it not?
They just don't want anyone having fun.
Right.
If you look at the campground alleged rules that this man came up with, and he and his cohorts, they're like, oh, you can't rent out campsites one next to another. You have to have a campsite space in between campsites. You cannot allow campers to go from one campsite to the next. So, I mean, there's just all kinds. If you want to follow all these insane rules, they've got a whole laundry list that you can follow.
Right.
And this is not an event where you're going to see a lot of compliance in that.
No, all we do at this event is go from one campsite to another.
Yeah, it's happening all over the place. So welcome to your first Fork Fest.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're glad to have
the time here.
Are you staying the whole week?
I am staying the whole week.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So come on, if you want to meet Footloose, meet Aria, the whole crew. We're going to have a good chunk of the Free Talk Live crew coming up here. I think Mark's coming up the weekend. Captain Kickass will be up here at some point. Nobody's going to be up here as well. But the most important part is to come here and connect with a community of like-minded people. People like Footloose who say no. And you got to check out Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, by the way. It's a great movie. It'll be right up your alley. It's all about Derek J, who will be here within the next few days, I think.
Nice.
And we made a movie about him saying no and what happened to him as a result of that. They knocked him off his bicycle, stuck an asp in his bicycle spokes as he was riding his bike to try to get him off his bike. And they arrested him 5 times in a 1-year period for all nonviolent victimless crimes. So we got it all on video, and you can watch it for free online anytime you want over at victimlesscrimesfree.com. So please, listeners, if you haven't seen that, do check it out. And we will be back tomorrow for more from ForkFest. We're in the very beginning of this event. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. And we will see you then. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning
growing population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.